Exam. B-E-X-A-M. Exam. It's the one ply pants.
No gloves. The one ply pants. He robbed the bank that morning and told me about it.
Welcome to Monday, and it can be better.
Every day's better than Monday, okay.
When you listen to the Tucked In Tea.
And with Alex and me.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Here we are.
Here we're back.
What's up, guys and girls?
Hey, Alex.
Gentlemen, gentlewomen, gentle dogs, gentle cats.
Is that what you think about me?
That you're a gentleman?
Yeah.
You're quite gentle. I always said that, you know, not so handy, not really a handyman. I'm a dandy man.
Hold on. Let me look up the definition of dandy.
Yeah, make sure I want to actually call myself a dandy man real quick.
I know it's good. I looked it up the other
day. I'm pretty sure it's just kind of like... You know, you're soft. Soft guy.
I think dandy just means like handsome. Dashing, perhaps?
Perhaps.
All right. Oh. Okay. You were wrong.
Oh.
A man unduly devoted to style, neatness, and fashion in dress and appearance.
Well, that's kind of what I meant, like about...
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Like, you know, it's not like, you know, there's hard men, soft men.
So there's hardworking men, and then there's dandy men.
No, because a dandy man can be hardworking.
Dandy man ain't no handyman.
I mean, he's not out in the gutters. He's not cleaning. He's not, you know, plumbing or anything like that.
But he'd be looking good.
But, I mean, he'll work at a retail store and he'll give you a good outfit to wear.
Yeah.
That's not even me, actually. I'm really...
Yeah. I feel like you could be both.
I'm a handy dandy man.
A handy dandy man. Ooh, one handy dandy man.
That's me. What are you this evening?
I'm a man.
That's awesome. That's what we're made of here. Men.
Men.
So, gentlemen.
Ladies.
We're back in the very same place.
Back in our studio that we rent for free.
Yep, it's quite expensive, draining the bank account. But, you know, the past, what, 4 or 5 episodes have been in a car.
It's been 3 or 4, yeah. 3, 4. I think it's 4.
Wow, almost a month.
A month in the car. We've been living on the road.
And it did us right, you know. I'm thankful for it and what it provided. But nothing really compares to these comfortable chairs. And
the normal setup.
You know, mic stands over here. Computer over here. And a ginger ale to my left.
And Alex to my front.
And there's nothing better than that. Can't ask.
Can't get better. I got tissues today, too.
Just in case. It's going to get real emotional, guys, so lock in.
We're counting on it.
Okay. I was going to say about, we're back because we are back at school is why we are back in the studio.
Yep. No more break.
We're done with break. We're ready to go.
We're done breaking things. We've decided.
We're stomping on the gas.
One of us is.
Yep. It's been a long day.
The other one's in neutral. I'll let you guess which is which.
Vote on a poll at the end of this podcast.
Yeah, we're going to put a poll out.
Yeah, for sure. Sure we will.
Okay, Alex. Hey.
Dude, what's up? It's honestly...
Whoa, I just breathed in and it sounded like... I can't do it again, but did you hear it?
No.
Never mind.
We'll
listen
back.
You probably won't be able to hear it.
Play that back.
I breathed in and it was like a little horse. Like, not like a pony, but like... Never mind. It's too much to explain.
I understand, yeah.
It sounds like, you know, when you go over the speed bumps? Not speed bumps, rumble strips.
Oh, yeah.
When you go rumble strips, it sounds like the...
Dude,
I breathe in, it's like...
Whenever I get caught off guard and I go on the rumble strip,
dude,
I'm never more alert.
Yeah.
I'm looking at everything like, no way, what did I just do?
Eyes pop open.
But really what's just happening is there's construction and I had to merge and they didn't cover the rumble strips.
The rubble.
I'm going to stick with it.
How many lives do you think rumble strips save?
Plenty.
You fall asleep, you hit them. You're in the snow, you don't know where the road is, you hit them.
You don't want to do all that. You don't.
You don't, no.
That's vehicular manslaughter. And I, for one, want to stay away. All right?
Is that your New Year's resolution?
It is.
You're done with vehicular I can't even say it.
I'm done with it.
All right, Alex, I'm good to be back with you.
Yes.
Put it there.
We have not seen each other.
Since we did.
The past couple of days we've seen each other. But since that, it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
A lot has gone on. New Year's has happened.
Yeah.
We're in the newest year that we ever have been in the history of time.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
This was the future at one point.
Do you remember looking forward back as a kid?
Yeah.
I remember being in like fifth grade and being like, I'm going to graduate in 2022. You know,
oh, yeah, yeah.
From school and from like high school.
And then it was 2023.
And then
when you graduated.
Yeah. took a couple extra steps, a couple extra classes. Some took twice. But I remember thinking like the 20s is so far away. And now it's halfway gone.
Before you know it.
Get out the tissues.
Oh, here we go.
Every time I just think about the years.
Do you remember the year when the date was 12, 12, 12?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I remember 11, 11, 11 as well.
Me too. And then once we hit 13, I said, no more of this.
I remember 12, 12, 12 because there's someone, it was a Sunday, right? This will prove if I really know or not.
In my mind, we were in school and I was writing it on a paper.
But maybe a Wednesday then.
That could have been 11, 11, 11 though. That could have been 11, 11, 11.
Maybe. It was a Wednesday.
Okay.
So, yeah, I remember being in church.
For this once, we're both right.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But I remember going to church, and there was a kid. He's like, this should never happen for the next 1,000 years.
And I was... Was it you? Were you the kid?
That was me.
Was his shirt tucked in?
Who knows where he's at now? Probably untucked, unfortunately.
Oh, I don't mean now. Like, was it?
Oh, back in the day? Yeah, his name was Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
Yeah, we called him Thad.
Good old Thad.
Mm-hmm. He was what we call a nerd.
Okay.
But looking back, he's pretty cool, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember him, though, that much.
Did you ever want to be a nerd?
One time for our fall festival at church, I was.
What?
I just put some tape on my glasses.
Okay.
Wore a little bow tie with a short sleeve button up.
Nice.
Shorts. Looked suspenders? Like a... I did have suspenders.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
I was there.
I was just nerdy. That's what nerds
are. You a pig?
That's the nerdiest pig around. But that was years ago.
Yes, it was years ago.
The past, if you will.
Some call it that.
And the past is past, and we are living in the present. It's a gift.
Okay, Oogway. Let me tell you, Oogway has got the most profound quotes.
If you don't know who Oogway is...
He's a master.
The Master Oogway. He's from a movie called Kung Fu Panda.
How do you say Kung Fu? Kung Fu Panda.
What else?
Is that how you say it correctly?
I say so.
Okay. Can you spell Oogway? Do you know how to spell it?
No way. E-A.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Ooh.
O-U.
O.
Ooh.
O-O-G-W-A-Y. Oogway.
That's the best I got.
Yeah.
You know, I failed the spelling bee multiple times. I think I've mentioned that on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't good at spelling either. Did I tell you what word always got me out?
Rhythm.
Vacuum.
Two C's or two U's?
I couldn't remember. I always gave it two C's.
Is it not two C's?
I think it's two U's.
Well, that vacuum would suck me right out of the competition because there's no way I would get that right. Yep, two U's.
Yep. Is it the first U or the second U? That's plural.
Double up the first U. What about success? Can you spell success?
Right now?
Yeah.
Is it two doubles? S?
I don't know.
This is going to make me sound so dumb. Success. S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
Double the C, double the S, and you will have success.
Woo! Okay. That's embarrassing. I don't want to do any more of this.
Yeah, I'm so bad at it.
We have autocorrect now, Alex. We don't need to know how to spell.
But we give you permission to test us in person.
No.
If you ever see us, go ahead, punch us in the arm and tell us, spell onomatopoeia. And I will go into my spelling bee form, hands at my side.
Counting out rhythm.
looking straight forward at the proctor.
Proctor?
I don't know what they're called.
That sounds cool, though.
Is that the...
country of origin.
Moderator? What? He's a proctor, anyway. We're doing a lot of looking up, but it's needed. Oh, a person who monitors students during an exam.
Is a proctor?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. I knew the word, but I didn't know what it meant.
So I'm not necessarily right, but... oh, well. Maybe this will be an exam.
What is a B if it's not an exam?
What is a... what is a B?
Spelling B, if not an exam.
I thought this was another spelling thing. You're throwing out letters everywhere.
Why is it not a...
what is the... there's no B in exam.
A spelling H.
Exam. B-E-X-A-M.
What? Exam.
You said, where's the B? I don't know. There's a B?
Can you use it in a sentence?
I am unable to.
I went to the store to buy some bananas.
After I took my Bexam.
Okay.
But you've been good, huh? You've been doing all right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been doing great.
Trent, how much do you know? How often do you get a haircut?
Ooh, every 3 weeks, I think.
Okay. And let's just say you were going to a barbershop. You kind of have an idea how much it'd cost you, right?
Yeah. How much? I went to one over the break.
How much do you think it'd cost you?
So the one I went to over the break cost me around $25.
Okay. So like we'd probably consider that maybe on the higher side.
I guess so. That was with tip.
Yeah.
With tip.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
But do you have any idea how much women's like haircuts and hair stuff cost?
I've heard numbers before because my mom and my sisters and my fiance, but I don't know off the top of my head. Like, what are we talking? Can you give me an...
like, let's say you were going to get your hair done and did...
like, cut and shaped?
Yeah, maybe like a little bit of cut, maybe a little bit of coloring.
Coloring? Oh.
Yeah. And then you're doing like the whole thing.
I'm going to say 200.
So I was like, I had no idea. So when I was back home, my sister was home as well, and she was going to get hair done, and she went to like an academy kind of thing. So like, it's not going to be as expensive.
Because they're learning?
Yeah, because they're learning and they're not professionals.
It's like the spelling bee for hair?
Mm-hmm. They're like, give me the scissors, please. Scissors. S-C-I. No, they don't say that.
Snip. S-N-I-P.
Snip. Okay. You said in a sentence, that'll be $48,000 for a snip. only paid, I believe, it was about $100.
Wow. And that's because... but still.
That's still a lot. And, you know, that's a lot for a hair. At least in my head. For a hair being done.
That's a lot for a hair being done.
That's just... I can't even imagine that.
How often do they get haircuts, though?
Mm.
Let's see.
Women,
I'm looking at,
send
I'm
us up. Emails. Because I guess they don't probably do it that much.
I don't think so.
Because some will have it long. You know, I had a girl in my school growing up. Her hair was long. It was half her body.
Whoa.
Like if she ever got electrocuted, she'd be 10 feet tall.
What?
We kept her away from the static.
Oh my goodness. That is hilarious. This says, according to most stylists, the average time between haircuts for a woman, 6 to 8 weeks. But I feel like a lot of ladies wait longer than that.
Yeah, way longer.
Like a year. I don't know.
But
we should ask some. I should text my mom.
Yeah, but I think you're right about the 200 era. Like, if they're going to, like, a real place. And
especially if you get it colored. Did she just get it cut a little bit? Is that what she did?
Yeah, cut a little bit, and then she, like, wanted to do... some other stuff. Show me the picture. And I was like, that doesn't even look different than your hair now. So I'm not even. But actually, like, it ended up not being good for her.
Oh, no.
She ended up not liking it.
Oh, no.
And like, well, sorry. She listened. So, Valerie, I love you. But she's just like,
I feel
like,
bad.
I don't like it. And guess how long it took? You know, how long does a haircut take for you? About
30 They were minutes. So fast. No. I went on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was getting real bad. And I usually get a lady at church that cuts my hair, mm-hmm. but she was not feeling great. And it was also, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, because I want to do it Wednesday or Tuesday, but that was Christmas Eve. And I'm like, I'm not going to make her cut my hair on Christmas Eve. She needs to be home with her family. Anyway, so I went to this place and it took them, literally, I sat down and 5-7 minutes later, it was cut. It was so fast.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
And I actually love it.
Okay.
Yeah. My fiance said it's her favorite haircut I've ever gotten. So
get in and out like a pit stop.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, that's not long at all. Guess how long my sister's hair pulled.
Okay. 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 Let me guess. It probably depends if you get a talker, but let's just pretend.
And remember, this is not just cutting, but this is like, they wash it.
Washing, shampooing.
And they put the color in.
Volumizing.
And the color's just got to sit in there, and I don't really know what all happens in that
place. I'm thinking 2.5 hours.
All right. So go ahead, double that.
No.
Double it and add an hour. She was there for 6 hours.
What?
Yeah, she went in at 9, and we were planning to go to lunch. And then she's like, okay, I'll be there probably about 12:30. And then I was like, okay, definitely not 12:30, probably like 1.
Because they were learning?
That, and oh my because goodness. And because they like, she said that they did it, and she hated it. And so they made her, like, they had to do it again. And so they ended up, like, basically, I don't know, somehow pressing, like, a reset.
Putting it back on?
Like, a reset kind of button. So not that she, like, didn't like the
gluing
cut.
Gluing it back on her head?
It's not that she didn't like the cut, but she didn't like the...
Shape?
The everything else.
Okay, okay.
Like, the colors and the stuff.
What are you doing tomorrow? Getting a haircut? What else are you doing? Nothing. It'll be dark by the time I'm done.
I just thought that was crazy. And now that you said that, that's literally how my break was for me, personally. My break was, like, one thing per day.
Really?
I'd wake up and I'd be like... Let's see, what should I do today? Well, I'll go get a haircut. And I go get a haircut, and that's my thing for the day. I just hang around at home. Next day.
I felt so busy sometimes.
Oh, really? Man, I never felt busy at all. I was like, what else should I do today? Oh, let me go oil change. It's like, I felt like I was retired, you know? It's like, it's a big deal for me to get out of the house.
Like, you're doing your to-do list throughout the whole week.
Yeah.
It's like, one thing a day. That's awesome.
Yeah, one
thing.
That's awesome. It was like so simple as like going to... Like, pick up Christmas
presents. Letting the dog out.
Yeah. Seriously. I'm going to go ahead and put a sock on today. I think I might try both.
I'm already out.
Oh, he's out of the Canada Dry.
It's a little mini
ginger ale.
Mini can, but I brought two, so.
That's 32 ounce there, Trent.
7.5.
It's not 32 ounces. I'm
You know what I could put on here? One of our stickers.
One of our stickers will look great on that. And guess what? You, as a listener, can get a Tucked In Tea sticker.
What? How do we get those, Alex?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is how you're going to do it, okay? You can either send in an email. You can either send us... Oh, my goodness. That sounded super awesome. In the middle of an ad. Are you kidding me? The advertisers are not paying for this.
Sorry.
You can message us on Instagram. You can text us if you know us. You can find us in real life.
You can hunt us down.
If you want a sticker, you can get a sticker. And it's a low, low price. What is the price, Trent?
The price
is
$1 each.
$1. Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding.
Back in the day, these used to be $3. You know, we're, instead of inflation, we're going down. Deflation.
Deflation for president.
So go ahead and get your deflated stickers. Tucked In Tea. We have one with the logo. It's just the guy, hand in his pocket, looking all cool.
Yes.
And tucked. We also have the locked in ones.
Correct.
That are my favorite. I love
them. And maybe we'll have some new stickers soon.
Perhaps. Perhaps. And perhaps. Along with some other... exciting
what?
Things that we are currently in the works of.
What? They're actually doing something.
Oh, let's see if they come through with this promise.
Ooh, another promise. Hope they keep it.
I'm so sorry. But let us tell you how we got the idea for this next drop. Should we?
Yeah, let's do it. I don't remember, though.
So, my Siri just went off on my phone. That's interesting. I don't know what I said.
Let's do it.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, we have a faithful fan.
When I open the pop can.
The Ball family, I'll just call them that. And...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, he saw us around, and he came up and told us both the story. But they were listening to it in the car, the whole family. Lovely. And the little daughter, they have a little daughter, maybe three? I don't know.
I'm bad at guessing little children age. I don't know.
I don't know. She's probably about 2'2", so however old you are at that.
How old do you think I am? How tall are you?
Tell me your height. I can guess your age pretty accurately.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, go ahead.
And, you know, we were laughing, as we do sometimes on this podcast, and the little girl, you know, asks her parents, as she's confused, as, what is this? She says, what are they doing? And then the mom comes up with the most perfect answer I can imagine for this podcast. And she says, they're just being silly. And that's honestly just what it is. That's how we live our lives. That's how we do this podcast. And that's just how we go about things. We're just being silly. And so
yep.
We want to put that on a t-shirt, on a hat, and on some other stuff. And so we're going to start working on that. And we'll let you know when we, first of all, find a merch provider and find all the other details that we can do. Because we don't want the same issue that we had last time.
Where you're waiting forever and ever, so.
So, you can trust us again, I promise. I know it'd take a lot, but.
To trust okay. us.
But it'll be a shirt. It'll be real simple, real nice, though. Just being silly. And if you're a silly guy, silly gal,
why not? You can just be silly, too.
With us. That'd be great. And I think yeah. I think it'd be so fun. I love.
I'm super excited.
I love that whole thing. Just being silly.
Yeah.
That's so perfect. And I think it'll look good on some merch. And dice.
And dice? We're making some dice.
Yeah. Some merch and some dice.
Yes. Yes. Sweet. So, yeah, we're excited.
Look forward to that. Sorry for that long ad. I hope you hated that.
You hope they hated that. okay, Alex. Would you like to get into some stuff?
Let's get into the stuff that we love the most. Because it tells us that people are actually listening.
Alrighty, and that is... Now it's time for fan mail.
Open now, it's time for fan mail. Open now, it's time for fan mail. That is the stuff. That is the thing that we love the most. It is fan mail. Mail.
All right.
Are you right? Sorry, we were looking... Sorry for that. Silence there. All right. Do you want to go first, second, third? We have three.
Go ahead.
Sweet. I'll go first. With right here from our guy, Joel.
Yes.
What a legend. His birthday was yesterday, as of the day we were recording this, January 10th. And it was also my brother's birthday.
Joel.
Happy est birthday.
I hope your birthday was delightful.
More delightful than this podcast. So here he says... Hey guys, I just wanted to write so I could one-up Josiah. Oh!
Uh-oh.
Battle for number one fan.
Number one fan.
I would like to defend all my chaotic present openers.
Oh!
He is a chaotic present opener. He says, who go ham such as myself, because with a day as busy as ours and with 10 to 12 people, we do not have time. That's not true. There's 24 hours in a day.
You hear about how long it takes people to cut their hair?
Nor desire to go one by one. We just pass them out to everyone and make our rounds to thank everyone who gave us a gift. And that's about it. So do they not open it?
They keep it till next year.
No. But they open it in private? That'd be awful.
Wait. What? Did I miss?
So he says that... That they get it, they pass them around, and then they just make a round to thank everyone.
They all go back
everyone.
To their rooms, and they open their gifts?
That sounds like a...
Or they just keep them, and so by the time they're 80, they have just hundreds of gifts that they haven't opened.
Just save for a rainy day. Yeah. Whenever you're feeling down,
just open a present. Christmas has got you.
I hope that's not what you do, Joel. That'd be really sad. All right, he says, question for Trent.
Hello.
Did you watch all 7 Star Wars, the Clone Series seasons?
Do I need to answer this right now?
Did you? Simple yes or no.
I watched all 7 of Star Wars, the Clone Wars seasons. Yes, I did, Joel.
Wow. And says, this determines what question I ask you in my next fan mail. I truly hope your year was new and happy.
It's been a while, though.
Andy, your Christmas was merry.
I'm going to reply to him.
Shock emoji, frown emoji, freezing emoji. No, what is that emoji? I don't know. Mind blown emoji a couple times and another shocked emoji there.
There's, it ends with about 12 emojis or 15.
Thank you, Joel, for that. That was amazing. And thank you for your listenership. And you've got to fight. You've really got to fight for that number one spot to one up Josiah. Because Josiah the man, the myth, the legend is, in fact, next on our thing. Trent, do you want to read it? Or I can read it. It's pretty kind of short here.
Go ahead.
Okay. He says, Happy New Year. That's it.
But oh, that's all it said?
He says, notice the time this email was sent.
Oh.
Winky face. He sent it at January 1st, 2025, 12 a.m. on the dot.
That is dedication.
I love that. That is awesome! Josiah,
the fact that you cared enough.
You thought of us when everyone else was eating grapes or whatever they're doing. For I don't know what else you do on New Year's. But as a tucked in listener. And you were like, I imagine he's with his family. And then they're all like counting down. He's like, guys, just wait. I gotta get on email real quick. That is so awesome, Josiah. I know it was a short one, but that means so much. That was awesome.
Wow.
That's so awesome. That's started off his year sending an email to the Tucked In Tea podcast.
Oh, my goodness.
You are a legend, Josiah. That is awesome.
Josiah, thank you.
I cannot wait to meet you someday.
Happy New Year to you.
I'm going to ask him for a picture when I see him.
Let's email him back.
Absolutely.
You email him. Oh, my goodness. We have a big one.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, you're up.
Okay, this one's from our friend Kyle. Kyle says, hey, you guys. Okay, Mr. Del Cid and Mr. Potter, thank you so much for your consistency even through the break. It truly makes me jovial. I've been curious the last few weeks of how you all will do it, and you come through every time. Just like the U.S. Postal Service that always come no matter what. Down below is some segment ideas for upcoming podcasts. Okay. I also have attached a Star Wars trivia link. Anyways, you guys are awesome. So stay awesome from your friendly neighborhood, Kyle.
That's awesome.
Wow. Okay. So here's his ideas. He says, guess the color game, random sounds. Is that just a 15 minute segment or nothing but
beep. Yeah. All right, let's have all that.
Okay. Or a song intro for game time. Also, it's time for game. Time for game. I did. Yeah, I did.
I didn't listen.
You betcha I did.
That was awesome.
You don't listen. Also, a closing song for closing fan mail, because when fan mail is over, it is no longer time for fan mail. Fair enough. We'll think about that.
Maybe just there will be no music to end it.
Maybe we can try that too. A wavelength. One person picks a number. Okay, so it kind of explains it.
I've heard that game before. That sounds really fun.
Do you want to try that today?
I think we should.
Okay, but I can read it. Also, he gives an example of that. Then he says, Patreon idea. Record before the podcast. It's called The Before Show. Film how you set up for the podcast.
Hmm.
Not a bad idea, Kyle. Thank you. And then he has a link to 150 Star Wars trivia questions and answers to stump your friends who knows everything about Star Wars. Wow. Kyle, that was a legendary email. Thank you.
That is so awesome.
That was amazing.
That's time. You know, that's time that's put into putting an email to send to two dudes at a table.
That are just being silly.
We're just being silly. That's all. We're really just being silly.
Honestly.
In all seriousness.
We're just being silly. All right, time for random sound game. No kidding.
What if the shirt said, seriously, I'm just being silly?
I like that too.
Maybe not though.
But I like it.
Okay.
Can that be the episode title? Seriously, we're just being silly.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. All right, I'm just going to ask you one Star Wars question. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it. Just one.
It's so embarrassing if I get it wrong.
It's just one.
Because I've claimed to be a nerd.
What planet is Rey from?
Don't do this to me. I don't like the new Star Wars. Don't even do this to me. I know it's Jakku. However you say it. I think it's Jakku. I am not a fan of the newer Disney Star Warses, okay? So.
Okay. That's fine. I don't know any of these, so I can't really proctor them.
I know. But good use of that word. But if you ask one is from the newer ones, I guarantee you I probably will not know it. I know that one because I watched that movie. But I actually haven't finished because I was so upset with how Disney did it. So
Disney.
I was pretty... Now, I wouldn't say mad, but I was just kind of disappointed. Like, okay, that was not good.
I use that a lot. Mad?
Yeah.
Not mad, just disappointed. That's why it's called my road rage. It's not road rage.
I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed with you, Alex.
I truly am. I'm disappointed with people on the roads driving however they want. I'm not mad. Hey, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm so disappointed.
Road disappointment is what I got.
All right. Thank you, Kyle. That was amazing.
Thank you. I wish we could do more Star Wars, but I don't really know how much people would do. We thought about it, and we did a whole episode on it, and we didn't like it.
Yeah, we did an after show, and it didn't really save completely.
Oh, yeah, battery also died during it. A lot of details. Too many.
We couldn't even talk about it if we wanted to.
We could have a whole podcast just explaining what went wrong.
So we're not closing out fan mail with a song?
What if we just...
Now we're ending fan mail.
Open, now we're ending fan mail. And there that was.
Okay. Alex, unless you're going to say something, you just did a whole baboon action over there.
I was just itching. No, I'm joking. You go ahead.
This break, I found myself in a situation where I felt so out of my element.
Okay. You were underground.
6 feet.
I died.
So you ever been in a situation where it's an environment you are so not used to?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So for one, a while ago, I went to my first rodeo I've ever been to. Man, that was out of my element. It was like, this is a culture and this is strange to me.
Absolutely.
This is foreign.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hear me out. I went to a youth rally with our teens. I got to take them for 3 days to this 3-day youth rally. One evening they went to a ski resort in Iowa. There is one.
Whoa.
Like, it's that's good,
pretty
too.
Crazy.
Yeah. And we're going to go tubing for the youth rally. We walk into that lodge. Talk about out of my element. I felt so uncomfortable. Everyone's there in their ski helmets, holding their skis and snowboards, gear.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this. I did not prepare for this. We're all going tubing, right? It's around 10 degrees out with the wind. It's night, so it's pitch black.
Wow. That sounds fun.
And I'm in Walmart khakis, my Nike Court Legacies, and a quarter zip. That's all.
You were not.
That's it.
Wintered up.
And so I walk in there like that, and everyone's in their snow gear, and they're all just looking at us. It was so awkward. It was such a weird feeling. And I walk in, I had my Michigan thing on, and right when I walk in, some kid looks at me and goes, "Michigan stinks." And I was like, we did this here. I just laughed at him. I was like, that was weird. But so I go and I'm so out of my element. And then, and all the other teens brought their stuff.
Do you not know about this?
I did, but I didn't realize what it was going to be. I thought we were going out to some hill and we brought some inner tubes.
I gotcha. Okay.
This is a full on thing. I didn't really realize. And plus, I think I was running late that morning. So I wouldn't have had time. I don't even have snow gear really anymore.
Lucky you had long pants on.
Yeah.
You almost went out in your khaki shorts.
I almost went out in my high waters. And so we go out there, and I'm like, it's fine. I'll go down the hill once. And this hill, several hundred feet, like from start to finish. I mean, it's this giant hill.
And how are you getting back up?
So how they do it, they have like a little thing, and you hook your sled.
Okay.
Like your little tube to it. So you just sit in the tube, and it pulls you up, which
that's awesome.
Awesome.
That's so awesome.
The only problem is that these tubes are sitting outside covered in ice and snow. And I'm in khakis.
Oh, no.
And Walmart khakis. Like, these are thin.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, no.
It's the one-ply pants.
No gloves. The one-ply pants. Did you snort?
I don't ever snort, but
you're a nerd.
I just laughed at my
you're
own
a nerdy
joke.
Pig.
I just laughed at my own joke.
That was good. That was good. So I'm going up there, and I waited forever to sit down in this tube. I waited till the last minute to sit down in the tube because I knew once I sat down, it's over for me. Yeah, okay. I only got about 10 minutes left outside in the cold once I sit down. Mm-hmm. We hadn't even started going up the hill yet, and since there's so many teens there, there's a line. By the time I got to where I had to sit down to go up, I was already like, I'm done. I'm frozen. It was that cold out. Oh, it's man. Windy, like 10 degrees. My feet, I was wearing like ankle socks.
And these shoes right here that you're wearing on?
No.
Oh.
My other.
Oh, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I was wearing ankle socks and those and khakis that probably barely even reached down to my ankle socks because I probably should get some new ones.
Had these since I was 14.
Oh, my goodness. I can't even explain how cold I was, but I said, I got to go once. I got to be the guy. I'm the youth leader. I got to go down at least. So I sit down in the tube. By the time I got to the top, and this thing goes slow. So I'm like, I'm shaking. I'm physically shaking. This is like one of the coldest times I've ever had in my life. I'm physically twitching at the top. Like, I'm cold. And I'm like, like twitching a little bit. And I look around and all the teams like, yeah, go for the trend. I'm like,
that was awesome.
And they're like, all right, you can come up. So the guy, like the worker, leads me up. I finally get to the top. I sit down. And I have to wait for the people to clear at the bottom. So I feel like I'm sitting there for 3 minutes, but it was probably like a minute, but it felt so long.
That is.
And so I grab onto those frozen handles with my bare hands and he pushed me down. I flipped the collar up on my quarter zip. That was the warmest I could get. He pushed me down. Alex, these tubes went like 40 miles an hour.
Oh my goodness.
My face was numb by the time I went 5 feet.
I believe that. Like, that's like sticking your head out the window and you're driving. In a residential zone, of course.
It was legitimately so fast. It was like iced over snow. They had like lanes, so there's a couple people go at a time. Oh my goodness. By the time I hit the bottom, I didn't even know if I could let go of the handles. I was frozen.
That is crazy.
So I like twitched, got out, like drugged my sled back, and then ran to the lodge, I guess is what they call it. I'm like walking back to the lodge and all the skiers are like watching me. Like I'm like in my little
they're using their own like
quarter zip.
They're using their own like ski language, whatever. It's like, oh, he looks like a wet cat in a toilet bowl. I don't know.
Those one ply pants. Dude, I was wet so cat. Cold. So I go inside and I sit down. I can't even feel the chair I'm sitting in. I don't even know if I'm really sitting. I don't know what I'm sitting on.
He's covering
his mouth. Took me 30 minutes to feel my feet again.
That is
it was
unreal.
So
and you were outside
cold.
For how long?
Overall, probably, I want to say no more than 20 minutes.
Okay. Wow. And
it was so
that's a crazy
cold.
Ratio right there.
It was
outside
so
20
cold.
Minutes.
Oh my goodness. I called my fiance because I was like, I just didn't want to sit there. So
just
I called
in case,
her
just
and
in
I
case
was
this
like,
is over.
I am so cold right now. It was terrible.
Wow.
But it was, I wish
there was not
I
like
brought,
a fire inside or anything?
No, they had fires outside.
Perfect.
I pretty much just laid on top of it. I jumped in.
Just go in the bathroom, cover yourself in toilet paper.
And I can only imagine all the people when I walk back in the lodge like, yeah, he's a noob.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are those George's?
Oh,
yeah, the
goodness.
Pants, the brand, Walmart brand?
They are. Yeah. They literally are George's.
Yeah, they could read the label because they're
oh
see,
my
so
goodness.
See-through.
I wish I had brought warmer clothes because that was so fast and fun. There's no way I could have done it again.
Yeah, I understand that.
But it was so
you had to
bad.
Think of, you know, I had the podcast, I have a thing, you know.
The first thing I thought of, I got a podcast. Top priority. Not a podcast.
If I get hypothermia, I wouldn't be able to record when I get back.
If I don't have feet, how am I going to get to the podcast room?
That's what I think of.
Yeah, anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that story because it was so fun, but so bad.
Yeah.
I was going to say another word, but I blanked on it.
Atrocious.
Unenjoyable.
Unenjoy.
My face, oh, I think my face was literally stuck like this after going down.
He loves it. He's been smiling for 40 minutes.
It was so cool. I tried to turn my head, but I kept spinning. I'm like, I had to
try
switch
to turn
my
your,
head was
try
going.
To turn your head,
I think my hair was frozen up, like straight up. It was so bad.
That's pretty great. That sounds so fun, though. I really like that. I want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, it was a blast. I wish I would have dressed warmer.
Yeah, it's been real snowy, man.
Here it has been. And
here.
And Iowa, it snowed where that was, but where we were, it didn't really snow.
Driving, did you ever have any troubles driving with ice?
No.
There's been a lot of people.
Bunch of slushy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But that was it for me.
Yeah, there's been a bunch. There's been a lot of people sliding on the ice. And you know something I noticed that doesn't make any sense to me? Well, it does. It'll make sense when someone smart explains it to me. But why in the world, you know, the signs before bridges?
It says, yeah.
Bridges may be icy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, after, wait, what does it say? When, what does it say?
Like, road, bridges ice before road, or like, road,
yeah.
Road ices before the bridge, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. But like, why are only the bridge, the whole road is icy, not just the bridge? There should be one before. It says, road before bridge is icy, road on bridge is icy. Road after bridge is icy.
Road equally icy.
It's just icy everywhere.
It's icy.
We're
out
just
here.
Being icy.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, did you do anything the break?
Oh,
that you want to talk about?
I was able to go. I visited some friends in Missouri. One friend from Iowa.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, actually, I kind of have a story about when I was picking up. So I met my friend in Iowa, and then from there, we drove to Missouri to go to my other friend's house. And we're just going to have, like, a weekend, and we're just going to hang out. But he wasn't ready when I got to his house in Iowa, so I was kind of driving around.
Oh, yeah.
I explored, like, this random college a little bit. Explored is a loose term. I walked in buildings.
It's a nice college.
Simpson College, everyone wants to go.
Everyone.
Sponsored.
You know, who went there?
George Washington Carver.
That's right.
I've heard that a thousand times.
Yep.
I went in to just any open buildings that were around. I saw them practice. Their basketball team was practicing. Their gymnastics team was practicing.
Okay.
That was pretty nuts. They were flipping and everything.
Their coaches.
they don't have a huddle. They just flip. And they're just talking.
All right, guys. Count on me.
No, I did that, and then I just drove around, and I was driving around some, like, random parks and stuff just to see.
Yeah.
And I drive past this old person, what I see to be an old person in a car, and he's kind of leaned over against his window, and I, like, drove by, and I was like, that's a little weird. Anyway, so I drove, and then I see him again as I drive back. I'm like, he has not moved. So, you know, I am a responsible citizen. And so I go into the parking lot, and I park two spaces away from him, and I just sit there for a little bit, and maybe a minute or two, and I'm watching him, and I'm making sure he's not moving before I do anything. Like, I don't want to ruin, like, his sleep or something if he's sleeping. I don't know. I also don't want him to be not okay. And so I was like, okay, first of all, his car is on because, like, you know, stuff's coming out of his exhaust, and I can see that. I can't think of the word. And then... I also noticed that there's icicles on his car that are down to the ground, and like they're like dripping on the ground. And like, so, I was like, so he's been here a while, like a while. He didn't just get there. And so I sit there for maybe another minute, and he has not moved at this point. So I'm like, I guess I just got to get out and just check on him. And so I go up and I knock on his window just real softly. And he does. He looks over at me, and then he's a little bit surprised. And I was just like, you know, now I'm like, okay, my question is answered. He's alive. So I don't really know what to say at this point. And he rolls down the window. I was like, hey, just making sure you're all right. And then he's like, oh, yeah, doing just fine. He said, just passing the time, he said. And so I was like, all right. Well, I just want to make sure you're doing okay. So have a good one. But, I mean, I was genuinely like, What do I do if he doesn't respond to me right now? Like, I'm just trying to pick up my friend. That's all I'm trying to do. I don't...
And you find someone in the parking lot.
Yeah. But, hey, he was all right, and I'm glad he was. I'm real glad he was. I didn't want to be
that
one.
That was good.
But, yeah. What are we looking at?
44.
44. Man, we could go forever probably, but...
We really could.
Should we do that one game, or do you have anything else to say?
I have one more story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe we play a game in the after show.
Oh, yeah.
Which you all can find on the Patreon.
Yep.
Tucked in Tea.
$1 a month.
Podcast on Patreon.com.
I found a dollar on the ground.
So that covers one of you. First one to join.
First one to... I wonder if we can do that.
Next free member to join, Alex is paying for.
Okay.
All right. One other thing. I was at Burlington the other day. And I told you this story already. I know. But I'm going to retell it to you.
Oh, yeah.
For their sakes. So I'm in Burlington. And we were looking for a rug for our dorm room. Didn't find any. For some reason, just ain't rug season there at Burlington. Mm. Yeah, they had like two rugs, but they're for the bathroom. So they're pretty tiny. We need like 40 of those to cover a room.
Okay.
So we're getting in line. And I notice in the line, they have their cologne cabinet. And you know, I like colognes. And so I looked at their cologne cabinet. Now, the thing with the Burlington colognes is they're cheaper, but they're all boxed up. You can't smell them until you buy them. So I was kind of like playing cologne roulette.
Yeah, that's so interesting.
And so I picked up two because I recognized the brands and they're pretty cheap. Turned out they're both like really good. So I was thankful for that. But so I picked up two and this guy was there looking at the colognes. It was this like probably 40-year-old black guy. And he said, I'm just going to follow you two. I'm going to follow you guys around. You guys look like you smell good. Right. Yep.
Look like you smell good.
Just looking at cologne.
You've got your own. You can tell if he smells good by this. You don't have to look like he smells good.
Anyway, so I was like, okay, yep, just looking at colognes. He kind of small talk about some colognes and stuff. And then he was very disinterested because we like different types of cologne. And so he kind of was like, yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
Wait a minute. You actually stink.
Oh, now they got a closer look. You're stinky.
Yeah.
So he actually got in line before us, and there was one cashier. It took about 10 minutes to get to the register. Very long. But during that 10 minutes, he was just talking to us. He was telling us everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything about his life. He started off the conversation by, yeah, you know, I haven't paid taxes for about 5 years. And he just said that so casually. He just added that in a sentence he was talking about. He's like, yeah, we're just, I haven't even paid taxes in about 5 years. He's like, and he just keeps on going. Then he kind of makes this weird connection with the IRS and stuff. And he's like, but they couldn't find me because there's so many people with my name. And he said, I looked at my name. There's like 1 million people with my name.
His name's John Smith.
And he said, there's only two bad people in there, me and a serial killer.
Whoa.
That's what he said.
That's so a crazy
situation. So your name is also, you share a name with us anyway. And he's like, yep. He's like, but they finally got me. I said, oh no. He's like, I spent 20 years in the penitentiary.
Oh man.
So okay, yep, that'll do it. But I'm like, but you still haven't paid taxes for these last 5 years, so you've been out and you're still not, and I don't know.
Well, I haven't made any money.
Well, no, he did. So then he confessed to actually physically robbing the bank that morning. I'm dead serious. He robbed the bank that morning and told me about it. What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to.
What's the where are you at right now?
Burlington.
Okay. They have like security guards and stuff. You're like,
big brother. Check his wallet.
You're like, hey, do you need to check my receipt? Do you need to check? No, you're good. No, I think you should check. I think you should check my receipt. Actually.
Check his. Check his receipt.
Check his bank account.
Check his glove box. Follow him. I should have got the license plate. What I should have done.
Yeah, report that.
So, I probably, anyway. So, this is what he said. He said, I finally got a check from tax people. Somehow he got a tax refund for which he hasn't paid for the last 5 years. This is where I think it's a bunch of baloney.
He's making money in tax season.
It's a bunch of baloney.
He's raking it in.
I don't know if he's just trying to like tell stories and spin some tales. But he goes on to say, yeah, I got a check back from the IRS. It's about $288. He's like, you know, sometimes the Lord just blesses people. And so he's like, I took that in today to the bank. I have the lady cash it. And she starts counting hundred after hundred. I said, oh, really? And I'm saying nothing in this conversation, but, okay. Oh, wow. And he's 100 after 100. And I look at her, I'm like, said, now I knew that wasn't right. I knew that wasn't. She counted out $2,000. I knew it wasn't right, but I didn't say anything. I let her look at it. I let her see what she did. And she said, all right, you're good to go. He said, I just stood there. And she's like, she said, I looked down at it, looked back at her. She looked down at it and said, you're good to go. And he said, I let her look and count it three times. And she still didn't say anything. He said, after that, that's not on me. That's not on me. He said,
that's in the book. He said, that's in the rule book. He
said, that's not on me. She looked three times. He's like, what am I supposed to do? I said, I don't know. Tell her that she didn't count this right.
That's not my job.
He said, no, she counted it three times. That's not my fault.
They ain't paying
me. He said, and my mom was with me. And he said, she was like, that ain't right. And he's like, nah, shh. And then so he's like, all right, thank you very much. And he took the money and left.
Who was the bank teller?
I don't know. Anyway, so they probably got that on camera, and they're working on that, I'm sure. It's not like he held it at gunpoint or anything, but it could have all been made up. I don't know. Anyway, he told me all this in a Burlington line. I'm a guy he doesn't even know. I said, what's your name again?
Yeah. And, okay, where can the police find... I mean, where can I find you? Where can we meet up?
Where can we meet up? Anyway, yep, that happened. And so,
so amazing.
I actually got done checking out before him, so I just walked out. I was like, hey, take care. Be safe.
Hey, yep. Maybe you're checking your pockets too. You're like, you're making sure you're
And then he claimed that was a blessing from the Lord. He said, you know, sometimes the Lord just gives you a little extra. Or sometimes you rob a bank.
You know, it was a real blessing. There's an old lady who had a purse full of money.
No, I told you what he said too. He said, I heard a story about this one guy. Had $45,000 in his truck. Left it in his truck, and he went in a church to pray. Now, a guy came along and broke into his truck, found that $45,000, said, and I said, praise the Lord. The Lord just blessed him. I said, no, he stole it. He's got a weird concept of the blessings of the Lord.
Yeah, the most blessed people you'll ever find are in jail right now. All right? They're blessed and misunderstood.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so... I don't know. He's probably on something, but it was wild.
He's on the grind. He's making money in 2025.
And he wasn't saying this like whispering. He was just talking out loud. Anyone could have heard him. I just happened to be the one in line next behind him.
He's talking to himself. He's not talking to you.
I don't know. He kept calling me Joe.
He thought you were the accomplice.
Then he looked at what Kelowna got. He's like, yeah. He was so like unapproving.
Stinky Joe.
And I said, sorry, I just have some other stuff by this brand. And he goes, as long as it makes people...
You said sorry?
Well, sorry. I was like, no, I guess not. I probably didn't say sorry.
I'm so sorry. Like, I am so sorry.
I am so sorry.
Please, actually take my wallet. I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry. Please leave me alone.
He said, I'm going to let you look at that three times. No. And then he said, well, as long as it makes people turn their head. Said, okay. All right.
That's the goal.
Anyway, okay, that's my story.
No, that's so awesome. Everyone needed to hear that. That's the best story.
It's so funny.
I just can't believe that happened to you. That's so
I know.
Cool.
And I had two guys with me, and they're just standing there with their hands in the pockets, like, what?
It's like the kind of thing where you get out, you're like, all right, we can talk about this now. What just happened?
Yeah, as soon as we left that store, walk out the door, I said, what was that? I said, did he just confess to me? Do I go to the police about this?
Someone please tell me they recorded that.
I don't know. I feel like
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't even know he was telling the truth. I don't think he was.
I'd like to imagine he was.
I'd like to imagine, why would he tell a random stranger that?
I don't know.
Didn't he get that off his chest?
Yeah, he's a felon.
He's sharing the blessings of the Lord, Alex. The Lord's blessed me today. He did say that. Like one of the first things he said, the Lord's blessed me today.
Well, there you go. If he ever says that, then you're like, okay, let's check this guy's. Let's check out this guy.
His tax fraud.
Actually, I was also in the past week committed some sort of crime. I don't know how severe.
Okay.
But on my way back from my friend's house that I was talking about in Missouri, I was driving and apparently I took a wrong turn. I mean, obviously, I guess I did because it added 40 minutes to my time. Like, I didn't go the full... Oh, actually, I'll get there. So, it's like my arrival time changed and went up by 40 minutes. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I thought I was, you know, following the GPS. I thought I did the right thing. And I see that I got on the wrong highway. And on these highways, there's just no exit for miles and miles. First of all, what? Who? So, like, I'm just never going to be able to turn around.
It's pretty annoying.
That's unreal. That's even a thing. And so I was like, there's no way I'm doing this. Like, I'm not doing this. And so I was like driving. This is a highway that I'm on. It's like kind of a back road kind of highway kind of thing. But there's still two lanes. And I'm in the left lane going like 15 miles an hour. I'm waiting for one of those like medians to open up because there's often a gate or a rail.
Yeah.
And I was just waiting for one of those because I was like, I'm turning around. I don't care. I'm not going 40 minutes out of my way. And, you know, I see one and there's the sign. It says, no U-turns. I had to. I'm so sorry. I don't know what you guys would do in that situation. I don't know if you guys would break the law. But
how to let her look at it three times. Then I would have went.
So what would you have done?
What I've done?
Yeah.
Probably the same thing.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I try my best to be a law-abiding citizen, but there's no way I'm driving 40 more minutes. But I'm thankful no cops were around, so there you go.
It's like the cop said, well, you looked at it three times, so I got to let you go.
I promise. All right.
Anyway, so, wow.
You met two felons this past week.
Me and you. I mean, what? Unnamed and anonymous and you.
Yeah, who knows what his name was. Oh, well. What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing.
Oh.
Just nothing.
Man, I wish you guys could see us right now.
Yeah.
Sure wish.
Maybe we could do a video for the after show.
Okay.
Maybe try?
Yeah.
Maybe try.
That'd be good.
I have a lot more storage on my phone now. Upgraded to iCloud.
Oh, there you go.
All right, so...
On the Patreon, you guys can see a video after show. How great is that?
And we're actually going to do it.
Yes. Now we have time. I'm so sorry for what's happened the past couple weeks. It was I'm glad we were able to get the podcast out, but there's a lot of things that didn't happen, and I'm so sorry about that. But it just, some things just didn't work. Like that one video of our tour in Casey.
Yeah.
Should have gone out, and I scheduled it.
Yeah, I wonder why it hasn't.
And I thought it was out. I guess I didn't look back. And I went back to look, and it just says publishing still. So I don't know what's happening. I'm going to try to go to a different Wi-Fi or something like that. It's not working on my own personal data, but anyway.
I cannot believe what Narvis just told me.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what did he say?
Did you know?
You kind of scared me. Okay, if you guys saw his face, we were recording. You should see his face. I thought something was like actually severely wrong, and I was ready to end this podcast. And we were like, well, not recording a podcast again this after show this time. Anyway, sorry.
So,
what did you say?
Do you know that McNuggets have superpowers?
No.
Hear me out. Narbis tells me that Usain Bolt, if you're unfamiliar with him, famous Jamaican runner, sprinter, he ate 100 McNuggets every day for 10 days during the Beijing Olympics 2008. So for 10 days during those Olympics, he ate 100 chicken nuggets a day. In those Olympics, he went on to win 3 gold medals and set 3 world records.
What?
Off an overall 10,000 McNuggets.
My word. That is...
Did I do math right? Is that 10,000?
How many? How 100
times
it?
10.
Just add 2 zeros.
Is that just 1,000? No.
No, that's 10,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is just 1,000. That's just 1,000. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's just 1,000. Man,
spelling bee and math.
10,000 sounds better. Anyway.
100.
1,000,000 McNuggets.
But that is so crazy.
3 world records running on 1,000 McNuggets.
It wasn't all the exercise that he did. It wasn't all the training that he
put in.
It's
just got to be why would he eat that many McNuggets? Did he not like anything else in Beijing?
That's what I wonder.
Maybe he just didn't like any food. But why just McNuggets?
Just casually after
winning a gold medal. Why 100?
It's the perfect number.
Dude, they got to have ice cream or something there.
I hope he had sauce.
Oh. All right, comment if you think Usain Bolt is sauceless.
And what's your favorite sauce?
And what's your favorite sauce? Alex, do you have something that is spiritual?
Yes. And so, we begin. A new year. And for me, I like to kind of just loosely theme my years.
Yeah.
And just kind of give myself something that I really want to work towards. Last year was knowing God. The year before that was loving His Word, loving God's Word. And so this year is battling in prayer. For me, I feel like prayer is one of the things that's like, if there's one thing that's going to have to go, to have to take a cut in my spiritual life, and not that it has to, but that I choose to make a cut with, it's often prayer. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that I've lost a lot of sight of like how powerful prayer is and how it can be, and just like, just the real value in it, even just your communication with God. And, I'm sure other people can relate with that, but you know, you just don't think too much of it. And, I don't even really know what it was. Like I mentioned, I was reading through the Gospels over the break, and just prayer always stuck out to me. And I realized that I needed to really take a step up in my prayer life, take a step up in my communication with the Lord, and how valuable it is, even in just like the after reading or before reading the Bible, like that I pray and I ask for help and understanding, and just for the Lord to just speak through His Word. And I don't know, I had lost a lot of practice in prayer. I had lost a lot of doing it. A lot had maybe become repetitious or had just become just habit, you know, you pray before you eat, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want things to be like that anymore, obviously. And so I want to pray more, you know, fervently, pray more intentionally. But then the reason why I say battling in prayer is because I want to really understand the power that is there. And like, there's a war going on,
mm-hmm.
a spiritual war, between, you know, right and evil, God and the world and Satan and the flesh. And if the battle's happening, I need to be doing everything I can to help in that. And, you know, a lot of times we're like, let's go for it. Let's, you know, do whatever we can, start this ministry, do all this. And prayer takes a back seat. And I want to make prayer the front runner, really. I want to have be in communication, be in connection with God and through prayer. And so I want to be just real intentional with my prayer and real just, and have different, maybe like sections of prayer and different thoughts in prayer for different times. And what I've also done is I've chosen some people that I really want to battle in prayer for, that I know that the world is coming after them. And I know that, you know, they're going through something. And I've chosen just to kill people, and it'll add on as the year goes by. But I just want to battle in prayer for those people. And I just want to do my part in speaking to God who moves the world, and knowing that I can come to Him and that I can talk to Him, and that my prayers can be effectual, mm-hmm. is really like just what I want to do this year. I want to establish this year, so then it's for my future. So that's what I've been working on, battling prayer.
That is really, really good. One thing that I was reminded of, not that I didn't know it, I think it's a pretty obvious character trait of God, is that He's merciful.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I think a lot of times I don't give Him credit for that in my life. That's that He is such a merciful God. For one, we should praise and worship and thank Him for that. But also, when there's times where I know I mess up, and then I'm like, man, well, I'm done. That's it. But just to know that God shows so much mercy to us, and not that we deserve it, but He does. And then we don't have to live like he's holding a grudge against us, because he's not.
Yeah.
If we ask for forgiveness, he's going to forgive us. He gives mercy and grace to go forward. Yeah, and absolutely. I was just reminded of that. Also, coming into this semester of schooling, I'm in a new dorm this year. And so I really want to focus this year. And I was focused on it last semester, but it kind of caught fire in my heart. It's just the exalting Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Just that nothing I do on this world is going to matter except for what's done for Christ one day.
Absolutely.
And so just that I was created. We all were created to exalt Christ in everything that we do. And that includes everything from obviously how we interact with others, how we spend our time alone, how we organize our life. And so just everything that I do should exalt Christ, because he is worthy of that. Well above worthy of that. So just that he deserves and should get the glory for my life, and I should exalt him from everything that I do. So I was just kind of reminded of those things. Humbling and good to remember. So I'm just thankful for those, and thankful for his mercy, because I sure need it. I know we all do.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad we're able to do this every podcast. I'm sure it'll speak to someone every time. And I'm just thankful that God has given us maybe even just this little platform to say something that he might want to say to others. So
yeah. Yep, yep.
Yep, 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 yep.
Yep.
All right. I was thinking maybe we should end each podcast with the locked in, locked outs.
Okay.
Because, you know, putting it in the middle is kind of odd, okay. I feel like.
This is so a long one.
Maybe we just put it in. I mean, these are real quick anyway.
Yes.
So I'm just going to go ahead and say, you're locked in if you follow through with your New Year's resolution last year from 2024.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that. Me? My turn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're locked in if you still have eggnog in your fridge.
Oh, very nice. You know, still chugging away. Whatever eggnog is. I don't know. It's like sweet milk.
Did you see that?
Cinnamon milk.
Did you see that thing about Nate?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he did a Christmas special. Anyway, okay, go.
Okay.
And it talked about that, what eggnog was. Anyway, go.
And then locked out is someone who hasn't listened to this podcast in 3 weeks. This is going to be...
That hurts my brain.
If you skip 3 weeks and you just popped in...
Okay.
You're locked out.
All right. Sorry, get out. Go back to not listening.
You're done.
Okay. My locked out is someone who... Oh, man. Someone who owns one of our t-shirts.
What?
Okay. Our locked out is someone who's owned one of our t-shirts and has not worn it in public yet.
Ooh, very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has not. I like that. That's good. Come on. You gotta be our mobile billboards.
Yes.
As you wear a shirt.
That's why we got you them.
That's great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this with me, Trent.
Alex, thank you. This makes my day.
Every time it does.
Yes, yes.
And we hope we added a little bit of something to your day.
Yeah, don't forget we have stickers. Message us on whatever you want to message us on. $1 each.
$1. Anywhere in the world.
Goes for a good cause.
Yep. Greatest cause.
The greatest. Anyway, we're just being silly here at the Tucked In Tea Podcast.
That's all we're going to do. So we're going to be silly. We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. And we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday. That's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast. Do, 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 do.